So every day this week, we've been putting the spotlight on Matty Bass and wake skating. It's a sport that maybe you haven't had the chance to try before. Maybe you've never even heard of it. It's essentially half skateboarding, half wakeboarding. You do it without skegs, you do it without straps on. And it's a growing thing in South Africa. You can do it all over the country. People do it in dams. People do it out in everywhere from Benoni down to the Western Cape. And Matty Bass is very much at the forefront of South Africa. And he's somebody who started out as a hobby with these kind of things, like many of us do. But then it got more and more serious as time progressed. And now he's a professional young rider. How did that all happen, I wonder?
You know, it's funny. I think when I learned, I don't think I was ever just like a hobby. Like as soon as I started, I was like, no, I'm gonna do something. You know, do something with this. Even though I think my parents probably thought I was crazy. They were like, well, never even heard of the sport. What are you trying to do with trying to make it like a profession? But yeah, something I was always passionate about. So I think for me, it was always something I wanted to do every day. But it really kind of took form. I'd say over the last 7 or 8 years, started traveling more, started seeing the guys overseas, started competing, started figuring out the other like nuances to it, where it's not just about going out and riding. You've got to deal with brands, you've got to deal with your own brand now, social media boom, and all of a sudden you yourself are a channel and you have to produce stuff. It's not just your brand, like a sponsor calling you up and being like, hey, we've got to shoot some photos for a catalog. Now you've got to have minimum of 3 photos to post a week. So the whole dynamic has changed, but I think it was really cool. I was at an age where I was old enough to comprehend it, but still young enough to take it in and not like resist the change. That was really cool.
And what started to happen when would you say there was a sense that you had that people were taking a note of what you were doing?
You know, you move through circles when you're riding, and you're like, yo, the South African scene is like, everyone's liking what I'm doing. But then you do a video internationally and America doesn't respond. So I just kind of step by step, I was like, okay, let's build it up in the South African scene. And then I was like, okay, cool. You know, magazines are taking note. There's some brands that are showing interest. And then you go to the States and you're like, ew, I'm nowhere. And then slowly built up the relationships there and started riding there. And then I'd say I had a very short cameo appearance in an international video that really helped. That's when people were like, okay, cool. You know, there's potential there. And then got offers to make more appearances and videos next to guys that are a lot better than me. And from there, it kind of just grew.
So with any sort of extreme sport, you know, you get your free riders and you get your competitive riders and all that kind of, I mean, is it the same breakdown with wake skaters?
Yeah, look, like with the sport being so niche, I mean, everyone who even is a free rider competes just to keep the stoke going. I think contests will always be necessary because it brings everyone together as a community. But the push for free riders is definitely a lot bigger now, especially with the, like I said, the content drive. You know, like one thing the sport has for it is it's still unique. So wake skating content is always really cool to watch because most people are seeing it for the first time. So I'd say the free ride push is a lot bigger in the sport. I prefer the filming and stuff. I just prefer the artistic look to it too. I love getting another angle or being able to do a trick again because I didn't quite like the way it looked. For me, that's like that challenge is way more worth it than a contest, and it lives a lot longer. You know, I remember even skateboarding, surfing videos. You remember the videos way more than you remember who won that contest that year. So I feel like the longevity is a lot better in the video and photo aspect.
You've really got to see what this guy does. It's awesome, I promise you. The best way to do this is go check out his Instagram page. There's some really, really sick videos up there. You go to Matty Bass, M-A-T-T-I. That's his name, surname B-U-Y-S, like Buys. Matty Bass. We're putting the spotlight on him every day this week on 5FM.